Astronomers love numbers, and the universe is filled with them. Once in a while, they spill over into our calendar system, and everybody seems to enjoy it. This Groundhog Day, right now, Sunday, February 2nd, is one of those days, because when you write out the calendar date on Sunday, it is 02-02-2020, which is the same backwards and forwards, which means it's a palindrome. Now, you may or may not love palindromes. I certainly do, possibly because my name is Bob and because my street address is 141, all of which was enough to make me saddle my own daughter with a palindromic middle name, Aurora, without the U. And some of us instantly spot life's palindromes, like when we see the word radar on a sign, or a hotel parking guy says, pull up. Of course, there are endless other numerical quirks that fill our calendar, and also the universe at large. One of the possibilities are upside-down numbers. We had our last upside-down years in 1881 and 1961. You can flip those upside down and they read the same. And our last palindromic year was 2002. Right now, sadly, our next palindrome year won't arrive for nearly another century in 2112. And as for the next upside-down year, forget about it. There won't be another for almost 5,000 years in 6009. Oddities in the universe are easier to uncover and mostly take the form of coincidences. For example, the sun is 400 times larger than the moon, but also 400 times farther away from us, so that both of the circles in our sky look exactly the same size. That's an amazing coincidence. And both of those identical-seeming disks rotate in the same period of time. Both the moon and the sun each make a complete spin in about a month. There's more, but you get the idea that there's lots to think about this Groundhog's Day. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.